How cool is it to be mom of an Olympic athlete?
I don't think it could get any cooler. We're very proud of Farah. It's taken her a long time to get this far. She's, you know, trained really hard, so we know she's ready to go. We're really proud of her.
And she started out as just an athlete of all sports, played all sorts of different sports, and found her way to sailing and windsurfing.
Yeah, she did. She started very young. She first was a swimmer for the Naval Academy for 6 years. And then when she got into middle school, she started dabbling with a lot of other sports like lacrosse and soccer. And when she got in high school, she started out originally with soccer, but then she found out that she really loved track and field. So she kept that up really good, and she raced in the state championships and did really well in her 1 and 2 miler. She liked the long distance events. I think she placed 4th in the whole state of Maryland in those 2 events. And then after that, she went to to college, and she started a windsurfing club down there, which really took off, and is still going on to this day. And when she got her job, her first job working down in Florida at the Florida Marine Research Institute in St. Petersburg, she kept windsurfing down there on the side and just decided she was going to set her goals for the Olympics, and so she quit her job and went full-time training.
And it is amazing that someone's able to find their way to a sport like that and then become so good at it, and you've kind of had a front-row seat on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When she first got her windsurfer, my husband had bought her a sailboat and a windsurfer at the same time, and she actually took to the windsurfer more. And being new to it, she didn't know how to do it at all. And she would just take it down to our little beach in our community and get on it. And she would just sail with the wind way down into the bay. But she didn't know how to come back. So she would have to flag people, and they would pick her up on a boat and pull her back in. So this is how she learned. But eventually she would, you know, start taking lessons here and there with some people that were from the Baltimore Windsurfing Club. And she picked it up, and especially I think she learned the most when she went to Poland for 2 seasons and trained with the Polish team. They took her under their wing and taught her quite a bit. That's where she really made her gain.
So what are you going to be doing while she's competing in London?
Well, we're going. My husband and I and my son, Farah's younger brother, we're all going to go and cheer for her. We're going to stay in Weymouth at a nice bed and breakfast, and we plan to be there cheering for her. We'll be her biggest fans.
And what's it like being a fan for a sailing, a windsurfing race?
Well, it's a little difficult because you can cheer as loud as you want and she'll never hear you because she's way off in sea. But, you know, the best time to catch her is when she's first leaving shore. That's when you have to yell, because after that she'll never see you, unfortunately, because they go way off into the water. So
it must be pretty neat getting ready to go over there and to see all that's going on. First of all, to go to an Olympics, but Second of all, to have your daughter as an Olympic athlete.
Yeah, it is very exciting. I still almost can hardly believe it, to tell you the truth. But a lot of my friends that I talk to about it are so excited, and they just wish her a lot of success. And even my hairdresser said the same thing today. The community is very excited for her, too. They really are. They've contributed a lot to support her, especially financially here in Annapolis. We had a fundraiser dinner last year, and all the businesses in this little area gave so much for donations for the fundraiser. So everybody's behind her.
We know about soccer moms, lacrosse moms, swimming moms. What's it like to be a sailing windsurfer mom?
Well, it's totally different. I actually like it because it brings you out to the beach and the sand rather than being enclosed in a little gym for basketball or, you know, just sitting on the sidelines of a lacrosse field. It's a nice atmosphere. I like the sailing atmosphere.
How do you find yourself while she's sailing? How do you control your emotions? Or do you control your emotions?
I'm usually a nervous wreck, and I usually don't like to look at the results at all because then I get more nervous for the next regatta, the next race coming up in line. But, you know, I have confidence there. I know she'll always do her best and under all the conditions. There's so many different conditions out there. You know, when you go to sail, you know, today is a light wind day, but if it was racing on a light wind day, the results would be totally different than on a heavy wind day for all the sailors. So you never know how they end up in the final rankings because everybody has their own specialty in each wind condition. So it's interesting.
So now that you're an Olympic mom, what's it like when you look and see like a Debbie Phelps and able to put yourself in her same shoes?
Well, of course, Mike Phelps is a superstar, so I guess she's higher up there in the rankings than I am right now. But I admire her a lot. I remember watching her on TV at the last Olympics and how excited she was, and I could really relate to her. Especially when, you know, my daughter being a swimmer years ago, I used to be up in those grandstands cheering for them too. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, you're the mom of a windsurfer superstar.
I guess here for the U.S. Yeah, she's held her number one status for a number of years now. So there's a young girl, I think she's from Massachusetts, who's hopefully going to work her way up to the tops in another couple of years. She's still pretty young, but she's picking up a lot of skills pretty quickly. So
it's good talking to you. Good luck, and enjoy your bed and breakfast and your view of the waters on the other side of the ocean.
Okay, thank you. And by the way, our bed and breakfast, we're staying at the Shackletons. I don't know if you know who they are, the famous explorer from the Antarctic. Well, this is their descendants. We had no idea until we got the place, and he told us, so this should be interesting.
So a history lesson, too.
Yeah, exactly.